Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the scarcity of the true believer, how scarce and rare the true believer, the true mu'min, really is. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He," meaning God, "has not kept his earth free of a knowledgeable man whom all of creation needs, who is well-versed with the means of salvation." Meaning, the true believer is a person who has knowledge of what the creation needs, first of all. Secondly, he is well-versed with the manner of the salvation of people. And the earth is never free of such a true believer. However, the Imam says, such people are very few in number. I mean, there's not a lot of them. Even though the earth is not completely devoid of such individuals, right? These individuals are very few. And Allah has expounded this among the communities of the prophets. Meaning he has told this to the communities of the prophet and made them the example for those to come after them. Right? Allah Ta'ala has told this to the community, spoken about such people to the nations of the prophets, and set them up as examples for other people so that people could follow them and also achieve true faith by their emulation of such individuals. In continuation, the Imam says, "When he said concerning the people of Noah, and none believed with him except a few." God Almighty, he attests to this fact that the number of true believers in every nation is very few. The Prophet Noah, even though he propagated religion for a very long time, hundreds and hundreds of years, not many people actually came and believed in him and testified to their faith in him. This is an assertion of this fact that we just mentioned. In a similar way, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "The believing woman is scarcer than the believing man, and the believing man is scarcer than red sulfur." In the past, whenever they wanted to give an example for scarcity or the rarity of a certain thing, they would compare it to red sulfur. Red sulfur, this is a allusion to the chemical which could transform other metals into gold. They called it red sulfur. The alchemist sulfur, the chemical which in the past they believed that it had the ability to transform metals into gold. In continuation, the Imam says, "And who from among you has ever seen a red sulfur, a red elixir?" Right? It was something, because in the past they believed, in fact, a lot of people believed that this thing didn't even exist. It was impossible. Some people said that it did, but it was very difficult to find. In any case, the believer, the true believer, his scarcity and his rarity is similar to such a chemical or such a rock. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the scarcity and the rarity of the true believer in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد